As a teenager in the 1950s, Bryant Middleton, a veteran, was sent to the Dozier School for Boys in Marianna.
My name is Captain Bryant E. Middleton, U.S. Army Ranger, retired. I served our country for more than 20 years in peacetime, and I fought in the jungles of Vietnam as part of the Army's long-range reconnaissance patrol. I am a survivor. I'm a survivor of Dozier, the Florida School for Boys.
Over the course of a decade, many like Middleton have tried to share their stories with politicians about the physical and sexual abuses they suffered at the hands of staffers at the North Florida Reform School and its sister campus in Okeechobee. Others did not survive and for decades were believed to be buried in unmarked graves on the Dozier grounds until some remains were uncovered by researchers a few years ago.
I came here to Tallahassee 10 years ago with three other men just to simply ask the governor to look into this. And since then, committee members such as yourself have stood up and said enough is enough with abuse toward children.
Speaking to lawmakers during a committee hearing last month, Middleton asked them to continue their legislative efforts to support White House boys like him and other survivors. The so-called White House building on the Dozier property is where many of the boys say the abuse occurred.
I don't come here to speak about the brutality, the physical, the mental, the sexual abuse, which was rampant at that school. I come to speak to you as a father and a grandfather. I have 15 grandchildren. Were one of those children mine? I assure you I wouldn't be standing here. But all I ask of you is to use your heart as parents and support this bill.
St. Petersburg Democratic Senator Daryl Rouson says a bill he's carrying builds on past efforts by the legislature over the past couple years to bring closure to victims' families and survivors of the reform school.
2 years ago, Senator Joyner and Representative Ed Narain filed a bill that created a reinterment fund, $500,000 to those families of the deceased boys whose bones were found at Dozier by University of South Florida. And discovered. And it allowed families to apply for up to $7,500 to reinter these young boys in the place of their choice.
And Rouson says last year the legislature then went a step further.
The next session, both chambers recognized these atrocities and apologized to those men who were boys and suffered through this. We apologized to them for the atrocities and promised them that nothing like this would ever happen again while young men, young boys, were in state custody.
Now Rouson has a new bill he filed for the 2018 legislative session.
This bill allows a registry, allows us to identify those who are yet living, and it would be for a future legislature to determine whether or not it becomes a claims bill, whether or not we do something more further for them, whether we pay it forward in terms of scholarships for their children or something like that. So this bill only seeks to identify those who are still living with these injuries, both psychological and physical.
Representing the Holland and Knight law firm, former Republican Governor Bob Martinez called it a great bill. He's been working with the White House boys to get a lot of Dozier bills across the finish line.
The apology that was given to those who were at Dozier and Okeechobee during this time period is greatly acknowledged by all. I think what this would do is it would make the apology almost to the individual instead of the institutions. We know about Dozier, we know about Okeechobee, but we don't know the names necessarily of those who were there. And I think this goes a long way to putting a face on what you've already done in terms of acknowledging that the state did not act rightfully back in that period of time.
The bill has so far passed two Senate committees, and it still has one more committee stop to go before it heads to the floor. But since it has not been taken up in any House committees, Kim Kay says it appears unlikely the bill will go anywhere in the less than 2 weeks left of this legislative session. She, too, is with Holland and Knight.
I think that what we're going to do is regroup after session, meet with our bill sponsor, Senator Rouson, and Representative Tracy Davis, to see if there's perhaps another way to do it. We set it up as a certification process through Department of Juvenile Justice, but we're happy to see if there's another path. And I think it's important, you know, from the boys that we have talked to us, that they'd love to continue to pursue something next year. And whether it's a claims bill or another type of certification process, I think we'll be examining that and we'll probably go forward.
For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.